Welcome back to Mage Hand High Five. I'm your Dungeon Master, Casey Pappas, and with me, ranked from slowest to fastest on how quickly they could put together an IKEA bed, Robin Langenhop.
Oh, no! Wait! I was so excited and then so sad! Hi, I'm Robin Langenhop. I love assembly IKEA furniture, and I'm really bad at it, and I play Hayden Kincaid, who would be even worse.
Rowan McStay.
Hi there, I'm Rowan McStay, playing Salome Briar, and I love IKEA furniture too. I'm pretty good, but I'm very meticulous. And Salome be with Hayden, just struggling to get through it and being like, Stump, can you just loosen this up for us?
And Max Weinberg.
Hey, I'm Max, I'm playing Stump Steenling, and I honestly don't think I've ever put together an official IKEA piece of furniture, but I've put together other stuff, and I am pretty fast, if I may say so myself.
You've never assembled IKEA furniture?
No, but I've done other stuff like it.
You know, like Wayfair or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like this is, I'm going to pitch how Stump, Salome, and Hayden would put together IKEA furniture.
Okay.
I think it is that Hayden and Salome would have ordered the furniture together.
Aww.
And decided that it's too hard to put together and then feigned incompetence to just get Stump to do it for us begrudgingly.
That checks out.
I can't do it. Does Stump, does it go in like this? Like, how's it work?
How are you?
Am I doing it right? Just ruining it.
How are you this old and never put this together? Okay, step aside. Let me just do this.
My husband had more money than God and I grew up in a wagon, Stump.
Hayden would just be hanging out in the corner with a mug of coffee and like two essential pieces.
Get out of
the, get, just get, to see what
get
happens.
Get,
well, so
no, out of the room.
We can just be here
out
for,
of the room.
For emotional
support. If I'm
going to
put this shelf together, no one is allowed in this room with me. Get out.
Can I just touch?
No, get out.
Oh, nope. Shoot. Damn, I guess we got to go. Shoot, Hayden, you want to go get a snack? Let's go to the Big Bun.
I love family time.
No, you got to stay in the other room.
No, we're going to go. Bye.
Hey, wait. And scene.
On that note.
Let's go fight some lady.
Let's dive right in. Last time on Mage Hand High Five, you pursued the shamblers that had taken Maggie, Dart, and the tiefling with the spoons. You found a minecart track that would help you catch up and began a vicious battle. You managed to free all three hostages, with Maggie making a particularly narrow escape. You arrived at the lair of Dr. Aletna Moribund to find that she is currently pouring souls into the man she calls Rockland. When we last left off, you'd been spotted by the bad doctor, who now turns to face you. You are finally face-to-face with Dr. Moribund. She is on a pedestal in the center of the room, sort of this makeshift operating table created from a conveyor belt, situated on a railroad turnstile in the center of the room. Next to the operating table is a large silo. Salome, you saw last time that this was filled with souls.
Yeah.
It is hooked up to Rockland and is currently pouring souls into him. There are a couple of large levers next to the operating table. There are large hallways along the back wall of the room leading deeper into the mines, similar to the hallway that you just emerged from. The mine cart track that you were riding continues into the turnstile. And so you are in the doorway of this tunnel. Dr. Moribund has turned to face you, and she says, "No interlopers will stop me. I will have my Rockland."
"Sorry to disappoint, ma'am, but we're three interlopers and we are here to stop you."
She smiles and says, "The confidence. You wear it well. Before you fuel my loved one's rebirth, who are you?"
"You know, we actually have a lot of similar questions for you. If you just want to sit down for a minute and have a conversation, we certainly can."
"Yeah, before we start talking to you, why don't you tell us what the hell is going on here?"
She sighs and says, "I am Dr. Aletna Moribund. I pioneered my field of study, Bioarcanum, the interplay between what we call magic and the mortal body. You see, in my studies, I found that much of the power that fuels magic stems from one place in the body, unseen to the naked eye. I've taken to calling it the wellspring.
Regardless, all magic stems from this place, and through it we are connected to worlds beyond comprehension. And she stops, and she looks back at the man on the table, and she says, this is Rockland.
Salome's getting, I think, increasingly heated, listening to the way that she talks about wisps, and says, who is he? Who is he to you?
He was everything to me. My light, my world. She caresses the face of the man on the table and says, I've never met a man so gentle, so kind. He worked in the refinery business and came to this little town to inspect the refinery, make sure it was in working order. He died.
So this fella here was the kindest man you ever met. And he came to this refinery and he died here, and instead of doing right by his memory, you took that grief and you passed it off to everybody here.
Ooh.
She snaps her head towards you. And she says, when I had heard what had happened, I came here. I sold all of my research and I came here. And as I grieved, the world spun. The people of the town just kept living. Kept living as if my world hadn't shattered into 1,000 sharp-edged pieces.
Because you have to, Aletna. What are you gonna do? Stop?
She smiles and says, I wouldn't expect you to understand.
You think none of us have lost people? Everybody's lost someone. We don't go around creating monstrosities out of it. You're insane.
She sighs and says, your words mean nothing. Because you will soon be dead. And Rockland will be alive.
How many hundreds of people have you killed in order to bring this one man back?
I would kill everyone.
How is it that all you folks from Threed, whenever one of you gets some bright idea in your head, more people in the Badlands end up fucking dead? You should have stayed in Threed with the rest of them. Goddamn serpents. Oh, it is no wonder you were doing deals with the Jameson boys. You are just like them.
She starts to laugh. And as she does, you hear movement from the tunnels behind her. And while that's going on, you see a blue shimmer form across her body. And she says, oh, you people. You know you're all expendable at the end of the day. She cranks one of the switches on the side of the operating table. Salome, you see the machine start working overtime. Like, boom, 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 boom. Just pumping souls into Rockland. All three of you watch as Rockland begins to change. For every soul that enters his body, you see his body become elongated. His muscles begin to bulge. His arms get bigger and longer. His legs start to hang off the table as they grow.
Yeah, I think it's time to come here as soon as you can. Please.
She smiles and says, enough talk. She points a finger and you are all shrouded in darkness.
Shit.
I need you all to roll initiative. Stump.
It's a 13.
Salome.
10.
Hayden.
22.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First in the order is Hayden.
Okay. I gotta get rid of this darkness. So, do I have a sense of the path of least resistance to get out of this darkness?
Straightforward. However, you will be closer to Moribund and Rockland.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm gonna run until I can see Moribund, and then I'm going to unload into her. Though I suppose I will need to cast a new Hunter's Mark upon this lady.
Yeah, you rush forward and you're able to see Moribund raising another hand.
That's a nat 20 on the first hit.
Yes, Hayden! Oh, get her! God, yes.
Okay.
15 on the second.
Okay.
And 18 on the third.
Those all hit.
That's 28 damage for the first hit.
Okay.
Okay.
8 damage for the second. 14 damage for the third.
50 damage.
How much is that total?
50.
50 damage.
Ooh, Lord, that's good.
You fire your first arrow, the one that does 28 damage. You fire it. It aims directly center of her chest and bounces right off her shield.
Excuse me?
You watch it twang. The other two arrows thump, thump, hit her. The first one, the shield fully absorbs it.
You whore.
Anything else you'd like to do on your turn?
Yeah, how much movement did it take me to get out of the darkness?
15 feet.
Okay. I will use my remaining 25 feet to get the heck out of Dodge.
Get, wow, okay.
Get as far away from the center of the room as possible while still staying out of the magical darkness.
Okay, she passed her con saves to maintain the darkness, so that's still up. You move back and away.
Yeah, I want to be away from Salome and Stump and away from the darkness.
What's happening out there, Hayden?
Violence, as usual.
You move 25 feet. You are at a 45-degree angle from the darkness. So you are...
kitty corner.
Yeah, you're kitty cornered. So you are probably about 20 feet away from the center of the darkness. Next in the order is Moribund. She raises a hand and says, "It's been fun, but you need to go now." And she is going to cast Cone of Cold.
Oh, shit.
Where?
She sees that you are a little bit outside of the darkness and aims it to split the difference, getting all three of you in the blast.
Oh, hell. Okay.
So I need you all to make constitution saving throws.
All right.
And I'm going to roll 8d8 cold damage.
Oh, that's only a 10 for Salome.
Okay.
And my con is good.
That's an 18 for Hayden.
That's a 16 for Stump.
Salome, you take 40 points of cold damage.
Oh my god.
Stump and Yikes. Hayden, you take 20 points of cold damage.
Oof. Oh, holy shit. Salome immediately is looking fucked up. Stump, can you do something about this? It's cold in here.
So Stump, as a reaction, is going to cast Absorb Elements, and it's just going to pull out of his bag like a big thick cloak that he uses to protect some things from poisons he uses. And Stump takes half damage from this, and I get to do a little extra ice damage on my next attack.
So you take half of half?
I take half of half. I take a quarter.
Okay, so you take 10 damage.
Oh, that's really nice, Stump. I'm glad you could do that. I'm glad you had a coat like that. Holy shit.
This scarf is nice.
I'll bet. Can you make me one next time?
Maybe.
Stump, I'm not going to lie to you. This lady might kill me.
And then for her movement, Aletna is going to duck behind the soul silo in order to take cover. As that happens, you see four shamblers appear from the tunnels and are moving quickly towards the group. Next in the order is Stump.
Okay.
You're in darkness, and you got hit with a blast of cold out of nowhere.
Ah, fuck.
Fuck, that's it. That's all it did to you. Holy shit, Stump. It almost killed me.
I'm gonna run to where... towards, like, Hayden's voice.
Okay.
To try to get out of the darkness.
Hayden, are you saying anything?
Hey, Hayden, where are you?
Over here. I don't think we should get together.
I'm going to run that way, and then I might run somewhere else. But for now, I'm going to kind of get out of the darkness in that direction.
Cool. You run out of the darkness and see Hayden standing there.
Hello, friend. This is bad.
Yeah, that was not great. Can I do an investigation check? Yeah, on like the silo and that whole contraption.
Sure.
I'm trying to figure out if there's anywhere I might be able to like insert some poison into this thing, or maybe if there's some part of the contraption that's metal that's touching Rockland. Just a heads up, Casey. I just got the heat metal spell, and I'm real excited to use it.
I know from the sheer amount of times you said metal.
It's a 16.
16. Okay. With the 16, you see that, I mean, Rockland is strapped down with a leather harness that's, like, buckled.
Okay.
So, I mean, there are buckles touching his skin. The tube itself is not metal. The canister is. It's big. It's armored as shit.
Salome, do you think heat and souls does anything?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
It pops him like popcorn.
Yeah, honestly, I don't think so. I think anything you do on this plane probably won't affect something on that one.
That's really fair.
Yeah, I don't know how much you're going to be able to affect the souls in there. I'm trying to call V. They'll get here as soon as they can, I hope.
Fingers crossed. I'm going to run to the lever that she pulled and just unpull it.
Fair. That's actually so valid of you. That's actually like a really good shout. You could just stop the machine.
Just totally.
Literally facepalmed right now. Just a heads up for our listeners.
It's actually, I'm gonna go to the death machine and switch it off.
Can I unplug it from the wall? And if I need extra movement, I can dash there with my bonus action dash.
Yeah, you move towards Hayden. So if you dash, you can make it to the lever.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to... So yeah, I run out of the darkness towards Hayden just because I know that that is a direction that is out and is mildly safe. And then I'm going to use a bonus action to dash towards the lever to pull it.
Okay.
Hopefully you, with an object interaction. If it needs to be my action, that's fine too.
You click the lever and the machine slows. It doesn't stop. It is still pumping souls into Rockland.
Well, that was something.
It seems like this machine is not built to reverse. Mm.
Do I still have my action?
Yes.
I'm going to, while I'm just up in this business, I'm going to take the dodge action.
Mm. Okay.
Because I'm concerned for my life.
That's very fair.
Okay.
The dodge action, any attack roll made against me that I can see has disadvantage. And I also get advantage on deck saves.
Great. Next in the order is Salome.
Okay. yeah, Salome's still in the dark, just having lost about 2/3 of her health, and kind of limps out of the darkness and goes toward Aletna's voice. And I think just having kind of met these kinds of people, Salome's like, if I could get her arrogant enough, I can maybe get her talking and find some information. So as I walk toward her to attack her, I just say, so we're all expendable to you, huh? What kind of thing were you working on with the Jamesons that we're all so expendable for? What kind of research were you doing? Based on this whole laboratory setup, it doesn't look that impressive. I've seen better.
If you were attempting to enrage me, you did a better job before. My research is extravagant, and it's more than you've ever seen in your life, you wasteland witch.
Ooh, yeah, says you and everybody else. Listen, honey, if you're gonna throw around fighting words like that, I'll just come over there and kill you.
She is hiding behind the canister.
Oh, can I go walk to her?
I think 30 feet gets you onto the pedestal. It doesn't get you behind the canister.
So I can't attack her?
Not yet.
Okay. So if I can't get to her, then I'm just going to Eldritch Blast one of the shamblers that's coming at us.
Okay.
One of those is definitely going to hit. One of those is a 26 to hit.
That hits.
Woo. And the other one's an 11, so.
One hits, one misses with the 11.
Okay. It's an 8, and I just blast it 10 feet backwards.
Yeah, you see it, like, move back down the tunnel.
I mean, while we're all here together, though, I would love to hear what y'all were working on. I've been curious about that for a minute.
You hear nothing back from Aletna, who's keeping her cover behind the silo.
Great.
However, the four shamblers are going to run at the platform, and they are going to attack Salome and Stump.
Yeah, why not?
We're doing that, like, back-to-back thing that, like, they do in superhero movies, where we're all just, they're, like, coming at us, and we're blasting and shooting.
Yeah.
Like, dipping and diving.
I feel like Stump's all badass, and Salome is a little bit trying to hold Stump's hand, because she's still cold and scared.
Stump, with disadvantage, that's a 15 to hit you.
That does not hit.
All
baby.
Right, Stump.
That is a 21 to hit.
Oh, God. That one hits.
Salome, that's a 14 to hit.
Misses?
And a 13.
Oh, you love to see it.
You mean to tell me I couldn't get one of those?
Sorry, bud.
Salome just picks Stump up and is like, sorry, hun, sometimes you gotta take one for the team and just hold Stump up like a little shield.
That is...
I don't really want to get injured, but I feel left out.
Sorry, I needed this.
Stump shoots Hayden.
Ow! That's not what I meant.
Stump, you take 9 points of bludgeoning damage as this one shambler just punches you.
Sorry, Stump, I gotta stay alive.
Next in the order is Hayden. Hayden, there are four shamblers up on the platform fighting Stump and Salome. Moribund is out of sight for you. She is on the far side of the canister.
I would like to cast Silence.
Oh, shit.
I don't need it to be where the shamblers are fighting, but I would like to cover as much of the rest of the room as possible, and for sure where I saw Moribund run off.
So what you can do is basically shroud that entire half of the room, like canister onward, in silence.
Yeah,
so that
love
if
that.
if she's going to cast something, she needs to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. That's a great move. Damn it.
Thanks.
I like that. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
All right. Yeah, you do that. Silence falls over that part of the room. And you do not hear her shout, fuck!
And with the rest of my turn, I want to run up to Rockland and the machine and get a closer look, try and figure out how to shut this down for good.
Okay. You run towards the canister to get a closer look.
That's a 19.
It's a 19. Okay. And you're looking specifically for ways to turn this machine off.
Turn it off, reverse it would be even better, but whatever I can do.
It looks like it was not built to reverse. You think the best way to turn this thing off is to destroy it.
Mm. Great. Okay. I've got a job to do. I've used my action. I've used my movement. I don't really have a good bonus action. Can I just pray?
To whom?
Sorry?
I'm going to call out. I know I don't have a connection to you. V, Salome has that. I don't know if anyone might be listening to me right now. I had a relationship with the church before. It's kind of on the rocks now, but if anyone on the other side of the river is listening, we've got a corruption here, and I need help to undo it.
Roll a d20.
All right, brand new Hayden dice. This is your chance. 13.
You say words, they escape into the air and disappear. You do not know if anyone or anything outside of Salome, Stump, and the Shamblers heard you.
Well, if nothing else, once again, it's down to me and my friends.
Hayden, honey, I will say, just because I'm the one seeing all of it doesn't mean you don't have a connection to what's happening across the river. We're all connected to the river. It'll hear you. It just doesn't always answer when you want it to.
Next in the order is Moribund. Moribund is going to emerge from around the side of the canister.
I don't like that we all just put ourselves in one place again.
You all came to me.
I was just trying to get out of the dark.
I can leave.
Do
it. I didn't realize you didn't want me here.
No, you should definitely leave, Hayden.
Moribund emerges, moves back a little bit, raises both hands, and a fireball emerges from her hands.
No.
Oh, shit, girl.
I am so glad you are all in the same place. I need you all to make dexterity saving throws.
Oh,
the
not
shamblers
the
do as
the
well.
Shamblers also, the shamblers also need to make dexterity saving throws.
Oh, God, that's a six. Salome's about to drop.
Okay.
I do get advantage on this from taking the dodge action.
This is brutal. We have to spread out.
Thank God I did, because one of those was a one. That's a 19 from Stump.
Stump saves.
13.
That does not save. Salome and Hayden, you both take 26 points of fire damage as she hurls this fireball at you. Stump, you only take 13.
If we're all close to each other, y'all feel Salome drop next to you.
Salome.
Come on, kid.
Come on. We need you.
Moribund smiles and says, oh, so confident. What happened?
I just look back at her, and the fire within me is evident in my eyes. You die now.
We'll see. Salome, you drop.
Yeah.
All four shamblers are immediately bloodied. Stump, it is your turn.
First, I'm going to use my bonus action to administer a potion of healing to Salome.
Okay.
That's going to be 9 damage or 9 healing.
Thanks, Dub. Sorry I went down so quick.
You got it, kid. I'm going to use my action to disengage.
Okay.
And I'm just going to go run right up in her business and pull out a dagger that is...
She's like, what?
Yeah, there you go, Stump. Get her. Come on.
Yeah.
And Stump's going to pull out a dagger that's just glowing with like an icy cold blue energy from his absorb elements that...
Oh, hell yeah. All right.
It's my turn next.
She looks you dead in the eye and says, fine.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Wait, does she get on my level? Does she go prone to be able to look me in the eye?
No, she looks down at you. Like she looks down on everyone.
She's polite about it.
Solomon, Stump used his potion on you, but before that happens, as you drop to your hands and knees and are about to buckle when you see the duster of V in front of you and a pair of boots.
V, hey, this is not looking good already. We've only been here a second. I don't know if I'm about to cross the river, but please, you have to help these people.
This moment seems to stretch into eternity as they go to one knee and look you in the eye and they say, I cannot affect the mortal realm.
Can you get the wisps out of there? She's got God knows how many in there. Can you get them out?
They look at the canister, which at this point is slowly, so slowly, pumping souls into Rockland. And they say, I can try. It's built to house. I don't know if I can reach through the barrier.
Okay, we'll try to break it up for you. In the meantime, howdy, good to see you. Hope I don't see you again too soon.
They sigh and say, I'd rather not take you across the river yet.
Yeah. Doesn't feel like the right time. This episode of Mage Hand High Five is sponsored by Multitude Productions and their actual play podcast, Join the Party, as part of their Direct Creator Support Initiative. Multitude Productions believes that podcasts are for people, not corporations, and that the actual play community is full of incredible creators telling some of the most imaginative stories in all of entertainment. Multitude offers high quality and affordable production services and consulting to help podcast creators of any size capitalize on their own successes. Join the Party is an actual play podcast focused on genre-pushing storytelling and celebrating the artistry of its cast and collaborators, as well as being a love letter to the art form of actual play. Join the Party has multiple seasons available now, with stories ranging from swashbuckling pirate tales in a world of plants and bugs to a weird summer camp beset by monsters. Here's looking at you, Camp Craven fans. Tune in every Tuesday for new episodes of Join the Party. And who knows, if we're your third favorite actual play, they might just become your first or second. We hope you'll check out Multitude and Join the Party at jointhepartypod.com or connect with them at Join the Party Pod on Instagram, Blue Sky, Tumblr, Facebook, and Twitter. Also, be sure to let them know that Mage Hand High Five sent you and that their Direct Creator Support Initiative is working. And with that, on with the show.
Do you love audio fiction stories like Welcome to Night Vale or Old Gods of Appalachia? Are you looking for your next favorite podcast?
Or maybe you love actual play shows like Critical Role, but don't always have time to sit down to a 3-hour show with hundreds upon hundreds of episodes.
Then you'll love The Adventures of Bud and Herb, a podcast that is made to binge with episodes around 30 minutes of non-stop, irreverent, yet wholesome fun set in an immersive fantasy world.
Follow along as best friends Bud and Herb, that's us, race against time to find an elusive, monstrous cryptid that has snatched a little boy from our idyllic little town of Mistress Glen.
I'm Bud, the deep gnome rogue.
And I'm Herb, the turtle folk barbarian chef. Each episode, we dig deeper into the mystery of the Cinderwood Walker.
A beast so terrifying it can kill with only its stench. Find out if we live to smell tomorrow.
Listen to The Adventures of Bud and Herb wherever cryptids hide.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
My dearest listener, have I got a secret for you? Bitterton is an improvised comedy podcast inspired by the stories of Jane Austen that tells the tale of a wealthy family's secrets, scandals, and shenanigans. Lady Bitterton has unwed daughters, nosy neighbors, awful country cousins, and now a body to hide. Will the Bittertons be able to keep their secrets off the pages of Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet? Or will her pen skewer their good name forever? Oh, Bits, what a predicament. Featuring the voices of Katie Maravich, Iffy Waddyway, Carolyn Page, Alex Songsharp, Brian Flaherty, and Cassie Wilson, plus a dance card filled with guest comedians of the very finest quality. But for us to help the seeds of rumor ripen into the juicy plum of scandal, we'll need your help. Bitterton is heading to Kickstarter on June 13th. Go to bitterton.com to pre-save the campaign and help us bring this story to life. Ta-ta for now.
Then suddenly, Salome, you are popping back up as potion drips from your lips.
Oh, shit. Stump, thanks. Appreciate it. V's gonna try to help. It's hard to get through the canister. Great. I'm gonna look at one of the shamblers and use Hexblade's Curse on one of the shamblers.
Okay.
Give me some HP back if I kill it.
There is one that is significantly weaker than the others.
Great.
And it is the one that you shot earlier.
Oh, perfect. Okay, I'm gonna use my Hexblade's Curse on that one.
Great.
And then go after it with an attack. Okay, that is a 19 to hit.
A 19 hits. Roll right. Damage.
Great. With Boomin' Blade and with a little bit of extra damage from Hexblade's Curse. 22 damage.
You see it just melt into a horrible flesh puddle and is gone.
Great. Okay. Salome, like, digs her hands into the goo that was this thing and absorbs 8 HP back out of it.
And you say, I'm gross.
Oh, Salome, I hope that's helpful to you because it is really unsettling to witness.
I'm like rubbing it on my arms, like rubbing all the goo all over my body. You want to call me a wasteland witch? I'm going to live up to the name.
Good.
I mean, that's great. I'm happy for you. You think that bran muffins are a problem and you love this?
Bran muffins are a problem, Hayden. Y'all don't understand.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Next in the order are the shamblers. One of them is going to hit you, Hayden.
They're gonna try.
That is a 13 to hit.
They're gonna fail.
Another one's gonna try and hit you. That is a 16 to hit.
That exactly hits.
Shit.
That is 8 points of bludgeoning damage as it punches you.
Okay.
Hayden, you reckon you can get away from this thing?
I'm gonna need to.
I don't want to put us all in the same place again.
And the third one is going to try and punch you, Salome.
All right.
That is an 18 to hit.
Oh, I'm going to cast Shield.
Okay. What does that do?
It adds 5 to my AC until the beginning of my next turn.
Okay. It boom, 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 pounds its fists on you, and they just bounce off of this magical shield that you have cast over yourself.
Yeah, I think it's like vines that grow up over Salome and tangle this thing's fists as they come down on her.
Hayden, it is your turn.
It is my turn. So I'm somewhat surrounded. There are still, what, 3 shamblers here?
There are still 3, yes.
Okay.
Salome just put her hands in a flesh puddle.
Right. Yeah, I'm trying to forget about that.
Well, when you say it like that, honey.
All right. I'm going to... starting with the one closest to me, basically try to fight my way out of the center platform.
Yeah, get there, Hayden. Come on.
Okay.
This may be a poor choice, but I'm going to use sharpshooter and take a -5 penalty to my attack roll to hopefully add +10 damage.
Yeah, that'd be really good.
I forgot about that ability.
Okay.
19.
That hits.
17 damage.
Nice.
And that's 19 on the die for the second one, so that definitely hits.
Absolutely.
That is 15 damage.
You hit it. These shots sliced right through it, puncturing like fist-sized holes in its flesh. The rest of the body falls apart around these holes and collapses into a flesh puddle, and it is gone.
Do I have an opening to get out, or are the other shamblers still in my way?
Just by the way D&D works, you're going to take damage by running away from them.
Yeah, okay.
Honey, it might be worth it. I don't want to give her another clear shot to multiple ones of us. I don't know how you're doing, but it might be worth it.
All right. I will bonus action second wind before I run.
Okay. I think if you dip your fingers in some of the goo from these things, you might be able to get some health back. It worked for me.
I don't think that's a universal thing.
You can try.
All right, that's 11 hit points. That helps me just a bit.
Woo!
All right, now I'll run.
You run towards Morbund?
No, I run to a third location that is away from everyone else.
Yeah.
Let's say you run back to where you started.
Yeah, great.
Oh, Letna 100% drops the darkness at this point. Nobody's in that.
Great, oh, okay.
Okay, cool.
Let's treat this room like a clock. The middle of the clock is the platform. Let's say Aletna is at 3 o'clock. All of the tunnels are at 10 through 2. And then, Hayden, you just ran to 6 o'clock.
Is Aletna close into the middle, or is she kind of farther out?
She's about 20 feet from the middle, so she is two-thirds out.
Great.
Do they take swings at me?
Yes. That's not going to hit.
All right, there you go.
That is a 16 to hit.
That does it.
That is 7 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay, glad I healed.
As it... You start to leave, and it clocks you over the back of the head. Next in the order is Morbund. She looks around, assesses what's going on, assesses the two shamblers down, assesses that you are all in position to strike her.
It's so funny that Salome's far away and Stump is up in her business.
Yeah, that's true.
A little reversal of roles.
Hold on, so I'll be over there in a second. I just need a minute.
She is going to use her action to disengage from you, Stump.
Okay.
She runs up to the platform. As I said before, there are a set of switches along the side of the operating table. There was the one that she flipped, and there are a couple other ones. She takes one of the other ones and clicks it. Rockland shudders on the table. And she says, "My love, I need you."
Oh, darling, come on. You know this man's not going to come back like you want him to.
Rockland emits a noise. Halfway between animalistic and man. His fingers curl. His toes branch out. He jerks unnaturally and slowly begins to rise from the table.
Oh, honey, you can't tell me that this is what you want back.
Morbund turns and says, "And now we will kill you together." As she says that, all three of you, it's been pretty loud in this room. There have been cones of cold, fireballs, shamblers roaring, Rockland screaming. It's been pretty loud in here, with the exception of the spot that Hayden silenced. And so it is no small wonder that up until this point, you have not heard the music. Hayden, you hear it first. A swelling banjo twanging out behind you. It is joyful. Mm. Not to sound Christian, it is joyful and triumphant. Hayden, you look over your shoulder to see a woman approaching, banjo slung out in front of her, braided graying brown hair slung over one shoulder. And as you look back, something whizzes past your face. You turn to see a minecart flying across the room collide dead on with Morbund, knocking her completely off the platform.
Oh,
yeah, girl!
What an entrance, Mags. Okay.
The minecart whizzes around and comes back and sort of seems to float in the air awaiting its next command.
Oh, like it's flying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mags, it is good to see you. Holy hell.
And Maggie says, hail, y'all. Why didn't you invite me to the fight?
Glad you're here now.
We were busy on a careening minecart. We absolutely would have.
Listen, I was just scared of you falling off the cliff. I didn't want you to come over here and die too. We're just going to try to get you out of here.
Don't get us wrong. We are so glad to see you.
I'm real happy to see you, but please stay alive. That is the whole reason I'm down here.
She says, girl, none of us going to die today. Moribund is struggling to get up. Her forehead is bloodied from taking a minecart to the face.
Ooh, Mags, you sure as hell know how to make a damn entrance.
And you have acquired a bard.
Oh, God. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hayden, as she strolls past you, she hip bumps you and heals you for 15 HP.
Oh, watch out. Her hip bumps will get you. I had a cold once. She cured it like that.
I don't know how to feel about Salome's aunt flirting with me, but otherwise, this is a very good thing.
It's okay, honey. She flirts with everybody.
This is a platonic hip bump.
Oh, good, good.
Hip points, more like hip points. Am I right?
Yeah.
Hip points. Maggie is laughing, smiling. She is ready for this. Stump, it is your turn.
I've been in a lot of these fights, and there's nothing scarier than when someone's just laughing and having a great time on a battlefield.
Yeah. You know they mean business. Like
I'm terrified, and we're supposedly on the same side. Since I'm pretty far from Hayden, I'm going to run to them using my action to dash. Then I'm going to dip 3 of their crossbow bolts in carrion crawler mucus.
Ooh, all right.
Okay.
Which is poison that if she fails the saving throw, she's paralyzed.
Okay.
Oh, that's exceedingly helpful. Mm. Oh, thank you, friend.
Good. All
and
right.
That she can for a minute, but she can repeat the saving throw at the end of each of her turns.
Good thing I got 3 of them then.
Cool.
And then I kind of also just then run 15 feet away from Hayden.
Yeah, get
so we're
out
not
of here.
Once again all up in the same spot.
I hip check Stump on his way out.
Ow.
Oh, I thought this was the thing we were doing. I'm sorry.
That's just kind of at my head.
I've got kind of bony hips.
Yeah, but you're tall.
Yeah, Hayden hip check Stump gives him a concussion.
Bring out the blue tent.
Next in the order is Salome.
Okay, great. How is Moribund looking?
Moribund is not bloodied yet.
Okay, great.
I mean, her forehead is bleeding profusely, but she still looks like she's still got that dog in her.
She's 10 feet away now, so I couldn't attack her without taking an opportunity attack?
No. She's fallen from the platform.
All right, shit. Well, hell. Yeah, I'm going to cast Hex on one of these shamblers, and for what it's worth, I'm sure this won't necessarily come in handy. I'm going to give it disadvantage on strength-based ability checks.
Okay.
But the point is, I'm going to be able to do an extra d6 of necrotic damage to it whenever I hit it with an attack.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to cast Hex on one of the shamblers, and I'm going to just attack it with a little bit of renewed energy from seeing my Aunt Maggie in the room.
Cool. Go for it.
Aunt Max, she was saying really mean things about people from the Badlands. I think we need to kill her. That's not going to be much to hit. That's only a 13 to hit. I don't think that's going to do it.
Oh, that is not going to do it.
Shit. Okay. Not much else I can do then.
Okay. That is your turn. Next are the shamblers. Salome, you're the only one on the platform right now.
I'll take it.
So they are both going to attack you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 13. That's not going to hit.
Misses.
That is a... It's a 15.
Oh, that misses too.
Damn, okay. they both miss. Okay.
I thought you said you were good at this, Doc.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. I like prideful people like you. You're easy to make mad.
Great. At the top of the order, Rockland lurches up off of the table, slapping down one of his elongated hands behind him. And
oh shit, we got a whole Rockland Horror Picture Show on our hands.
God damn it.
God.
High five. I mean, yeah.
Mage,
sound effect
hand
cue.
High five. And Rockland has joined the initiative order.
I do not want Rockland to touch me.
I already feel dirty.
Great. Hayden, it is your turn.
Yes. Okay. What do I even do now? Oh, right. I try to paralyze our good friend Moribund.
Yeah, please, shooter.
Okay.
This time I am not going to take that penalty because I want to make sure this lands.
Do it to it.
21.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, that hits.
That is a DC 16 constitution saving throw.
Nice.
DC 15.
Still nice.
Hayden, you shoot your arrow. It passes through the fight between Salome and the two shamblers, sails through them as Moribund is struggling to her feet, gets her in the shoulder. She looks at the arrow. Her entire body freezes up, and she clatters back to the ground, completely paralyzed.
Yes, Hayden.
That is how you,
ooh, you
do
love
it.
To see it.
Moribund is paralyzed. Roll damage.
Do I get any extra damage from the poison? Okay.
Well, paralyzed wasn't enough for you, Hayden.
I mean, I'd take more if it's there. only 6 damage.
Okay. So it's her turn now. She cannot
no, it's
do
not.
Anything. Oh,
I
oh,
have
nope, nope,
more
nope,
attacks
nope.
to do.
What am I? Sorry. Sorry.
Back off.
So what paralyzed does to someone is they are incapacitated. They automatically fail strength and dex saves. Attack rolls have advantage on them, and any attack that hits the creature is a critical hit if the attacker is within 5 feet of them.
Ooh. I'm going to leave Morbin to y'all. We still got shambles?
You still have 2 shambles and a rock.
Let's take the weak shamble and finish him off.
Okay.
And I will take the penalty on this.
Go to town.
23.
Yeah.
Ooh. There you go.
Yes. Little bit. Little bit.
That's 20 damage.
Ooh. Oh, Hayden, God bless you.
This shambler is wavering on its feet.
Ooh.
It is not
down. Why don't we finish that off then?
Is that the one Salome's got hex on?
It is.
Great.
I know what you're hoping for.
Oh, I don't want to move it over to somebody else.
Oh, that's only a 7. That's not going to hit.
That is not going to hit. That one is struggling, but it is still in the game. Now it is Morbun's turn. Morbun is going to lie paralyzed on the floor.
Yay!
For the entirety of her turn.
I am.
She is going to try and resist the poison. That's a 12. That does not resist. She's lazy.
Yes! Oh, you love to see it.
She's tired. She decides to continue for another round on the floor.
All right.
Oh, so sleepy.
Next in the order is Maggie. Maggie calls out, "Hey, girl, how you feeling?"
Like hell, Mags.
Right.
How you doing?
Girl, I'm always smiling.
This is kind of fun. We never fought together before.
Girl, this can't be the first time we've been in a scrap.
Yeah, but like, not since I really learned to fight, though. I don't know. I was just a kid. I was never much of a healer, but I can fight.
Shit, girl, we gotta change that. As she runs up next to you on the platform, points the neck of the banjo at you, and shoots a healing spell at you.
Salome, like, pretends to get shot, like, does a little, like, oh, as the healing spell hits her.
That is 14 points.
Thanks, Mags. Looking better all the time.
She smiles and says, "Girl, I always got you. Hey, Hayden, I ain't done with you yet." And, like, takes a big old strum of the banjo. A wave of inspiration falls over you. The beautiful strum of a G chord falls over you.
Hey, girl, I wish I had any kind of musical talent because I would love to learn how to do that.
You know what? I got you. We'll do that sometime. I'll teach you.
Really?
Sure, why not? And you gain a D8 inspiration.
Yeah, there you go.
Great, thank you.
Stump, it is your turn.
Hayden, is that silence still up?
Yes.
Casey, can I go kind of hide into the silence to get advantage on shooting one of these shamblers so they can't even hear when the attack comes?
I guess you can't hear people that are in the silence because they're not making any noise.
That's legit. That's pretty cool.
It's legit. It makes sense. Yeah, go for it.
I mean, there's got to be some use for that silence.
Cool, so Stump is gonna go like around the backside of the soul silo into the silence and is gonna go shoot at the shambler with his crossbow that's not looking great, the one that Hayden hit.
Yeah!
Ooh, that's it's a 27.
Nice. All right, yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
It's gonna be 12 damage.
It dematerializes.
Oh, it yes!
just collapses into a puddle.
You just see Stump, like, cheering emphatically, but you can't hear anything he does. He's just, like, fist pumping and, like, yeah, but you can't hear any of it. I'm going to get out of the silence now so I can hear people, but...
Cool.
Kind of maybe go back around to the other side of the silo where I was.
Okay. Yeah, you're able to make that with your movement easy.
And that's my turn.
Great. Next is Salome.
All right. Stump, thank you. I sure do appreciate you. I'm going to take my hex and move it over to Aletna.
Okay.
And I'm going to walk up to her and attack her and take the opportunity attack from the Shambler.
Okay. That is a 22 to hit.
That'll Jesus. Hit.
That is going to be 11 points of bludgeoning damage.
All right. Doesn't feel good. Doesn't feel good.
Gets you in the hip.
All right. I'm going to attack Aletna with advantage.
Okay.
Oh, hell yeah. That is a 27 to hit.
Yeah, that just barely hits.
If I heard Stump correctly, that any hit from 5 feet away is an automatic crit.
Yeah.
Which, with the second level smite, the booming blade, and the hex spell, will be a total of 10d8 plus 2d6 of damage.
That's what we in the business call overkill.
You're welcome.
Okay. She's not bloodied, but I do need to ask, is this lethal damage?
No.
Why?
I have some questions for her, Hayden. We're going to kill her in a minute.
I mean, it went great with Lutha.
Give us the shake.
Roll 10d8.
Oh, hold on. Oh, y'all, this is going to be brutal. Y'all, 69 damage.
Hey.
Nice.
Yeah, she's down. She is immediately down. You know what? With 69 damage, please describe what happens.
I am going to unfortunately do non-lethal damage because I do want to get some answers out of her. But I think I just walk up to her and I get real close to her and I say, you could have asked me some questions for your research, honey. I've seen the riverbank. I've seen the other planes that you're talking about, and I've seen these wisps, these wellsprings, as you call them. And the other thing that I've seen is that on the river between life and death, there is a creature that feeds on the souls of people that cannot find their way across. And I pray to every god there is that it finds you alone and helpless before you get to the other side. And I slash her across the chest to bring her almost down and then smack her over the head with the butt of my sword as a almost like crown of vines wraps around her head and starts growing toward her ears.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you do that to her. Oh, boy. So that's your turn. Next in the order is Rockland.
Yeah, we've been pretty much ignoring him.
Rockland sits up on the table. He looks over Salome and sees you cold clock Dr. Morbund.
Mm-hmm.
She goes down, and it activates a rage.
Oh, shit.
In Rockland. He sprints to you. I'll say that he leaps to you in one bound.
Mm.
Boom! Hits the ground next to you. He's stacked. You see Salome, his body is beginning to glow from the sheer amount of wisps that are in his body. Hayden and Stump, you see that he is beginning to glow with a faint blue light. He stands fully at about 8 or 9 feet tall now. His limbs are elongated. His fingers are way longer than they should be. His face is twisted in rage. He is going to full force punch you.
Great.
That is an unnatural 20 to hit.
That'll hit.
That is 13 points of bludgeoning damage as he brings both fists down on you.
Okay.
Make a strength saving throw.
18.
Okay. You survive.
Sorry?
You weather the blow and remain standing.
All right.
He is then going to make his second and third attacks.
Oh. I mean, that could be a problem.
That is an 18 to hit.
Ooh.
And a 22 to hit.
Fuck, both of those would miss if I I'm gonna cast shield.
Okay. Your shield goes up and he boom, boom. His blows glance off and he roars in your face.
No thanks, honey.
That is Rockland's turn. Next in the order is the last remaining shambler. It is going to attack Maggie.
Oh, no.
You see this shambler, bah, whack her. She's looking fine still. She's still up.
Okay. That's
great.
Good.
Top of the order, Hayden.
Well, there's almost no chance I can destroy Rockland in a single turn, so I'm going to start by finishing off this last shambler.
Okay.
And I will take my penalty.
Okay.
Dirty 20.
Yeah.
That's 18 damage.
Hell yeah.
Okay. It is wavering.
All right, let's finish that waver and turn it into a dunzo.
Yeah, let's do that.
Good one, Hayden.
Thanks. I'm kind of focused. That's an 8. That's not going to do it. So let's try one more time.
Yeah, let's do it again.
That's 22. That'll be better.
Yeah, that hits.
15.
It collapses into a puddle.
Quick, Hayden, get your hands in there.
I really would prefer not to.
I swear there's health in there.
Maybe after this fight we can all give it a shot.
You know what? You know what? This one time. Just this one time. And if nothing happens, I'm blaming you for this, all right?
Oh, yeah, honey, of course. This is going to work. It's like an old Briar family secret.
Hayden sticks their hand in.
You dip your hand in, and it is just unpleasant.
Sorry, dear heart. I was just messing with you. That's just something I can do.
Girl, this is an unforgivable betrayal.
Hey, you gave me a bran muffin, girl.
You're going to get another. You're going to get more than a bran muffin when I'm done with this.
Whole wheat muffin.
Like, ooh, you just stuck your hand, it'll taste better.
I'm not putting this in my mouth.
Dare you?
No.
Salome.
Yes.
As Hayden, you down the last chambler, Rockland is in your face. Everything goes gray for a second, and between you and Rockland appears V. And V says, I need your help.
All right. With what? What can I do for you?
They turn and look at the tunnel you came in through. In the doorway are many creatures. Chattering their teeth, all of them eyeing the canister of souls behind you.
Oh, V, I am terribly sorry. I just wish one of those things on Aletna. My mama used to say not to speak life into things like that.
V says, I can't hold them off alone.
I'm right behind you then. May not be able to row the boat, but I can be one hell of a gunner.
In the material world, Stump and Hayden, you see Salome freeze up. Her eyes roll into the back of her head, and she stands unmoving as Rockland roars in her face. If you do not do something now, Rockland will kill her. You realize simultaneously, you need to kill Rockland. Salome, you realize in an entirely different plane of existence that you need to give V enough time to ferry 50 souls across the river.
What, like it's hard?
And that is where we'll pick up next time.
Thanks so much for listening to episode 25 of Mage Hand High Five, The Badlands. Want to show your support for the show? Want to hear us talk more about it? Check out our Patreon at patreon.com/magehandhighfive for the tiniest, teeniest little baby $5 a month. You can get all kinds of behind-the-scenes goodies. You get a whole extra podcast, Mage Hand Down Low, where we talk about the show. You get homebrew stuff from Casey, the monsters and magic items that he creates for the show. You get early access to merch. We have merch on the way. Keep an eye out for it. But you get all of that for just $5 a month. Go check out our Patreon. You will not regret it. Thanks to Jacob Kirzner for our orchestrations and Shane Smith for our logo and our cover art. Check out our website at www.magehandhighfive.com and look for us all across social media. We're on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, Discord, and wherever else we may be, we're going to be there at Magehand High Five. Go to your podcatcher of choice and throw a 5-star review our way. Do it. Throw it now. And now we're going to shout out all of our subscribers on Patreon. Here we go. Andrew, John Flies with Ravens, Kellen Wilbur, Trout Relief, Chronic Dreamer, Patrick Hickman, Debbie, Nathan Ritter, Chicken Too Tasty, Evan Noon, Avery Spar, A.M. Lovelies, Allison DeVelvis, Doss Carpenter, Diana Bacon, Al Forestoki, Liz Spar, Carrie Lee, Jonathan Gunn, Tyler Gardner, El DeSoul, Julata Pang, Laura, Al, Chloe Utley, and Sammy Richardson. Wow, that didn't even break a sweat. Give me a real challenge here. Come on. Tell your friends about the show. Tell your foes about the show. Tell Keanu Reeves. I feel like he's gettable. I think that he'd be a good fan. Go for it. And when you do, use the hashtag MHH5. And hey, how about a high five?